We're up to Yeshaya, Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Tes. But again, to sum up some of the concepts that we mentioned in the previous shiur, these are the prakim of Nechama, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comforting Klal Yisrael. And we were talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care for Klal Yisrael, beginning with Avraham Avinu, as it said in Pasuk Beis, Miheir mi Mizrach, Hashem is the one who aroused Avraham Avinu to come from the east, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, and even though we all have Bechira and we can choose, we have free will, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides the course of the world, that there are tzaddikim, and there are opportunities where someone who wants to do the Ratzon Hashem will be able to spread the knowledge of Hashem. Hashem was the force behind it. Miheir mi Mizrach, who was the one who aroused Avraham Avinu? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the course of history, that there should be someone like Avraham Avinu. And in Pasuk Dalid, Mipoal v'asa, the one who did this was Kore Hadoros Meirosh, the one who calls out the generations from the beginning. And Avraham Avinu had a tremendous effect on the world. Ish es re'eu yazoru, in Pasuk Vav, we discussed how he met Shem, the son of Noach, and they strengthened each other. Shem gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu gave Meiser to Shem. And these two people who served HaKadosh Baruch, who strengthened each other. And Klal Yisrael is the ones who bring forth what Hashem wants in the world. We're the emissaries, we're the servants of Hashem, which is where we concluded last week. Va'ata Yisrael Avdi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you Yisrael, my servant. Meaning we're the servants of Hashem, the ones who do the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem in this world. Yaakov Hashem b'charticha, Yaakov that I've chosen, even when they're on the lower Madrega, they're Yaakov. But Hashem has chosen us. Zera Avram Ohavi, the descendants of Avram, my beloved. And this is where we will resume this week, Yirtzeh Hashem, Yeshaya Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Asher hechezak ticha miktsos haaretz. You whom I grasp, I hold on to, miktsos haaretz, from the ends of the earth. Umeatzileha kirosicha. And from the noblemen, the midos of Atzilus is a person who's elevated above the common crowd. He's a noble person. Umeatzileha kirosicha. And I've called you from among the nobles of the world. Va'omar lecha. And I shall say to you, Avdi ata. You are my servant. Becharticha. I have chosen you. V'lo me'asticha. And I have not rejected you. This pasuk, again, a number of the psukim discuss this dealing with Bavel, with Golus Bavel. A lot of Meforshim learn this is talking about the Imos HaMashiach. And there's always that, these two ways of learning. Yeshaya HaNavi, again, lived in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. There was not yet the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And there was a lot of history ahead of us. A Golus Bavel, and then another, a second Beis HaMikdash, and then the Golus we're in now. The Marikara brings down, Asher hechezak ticha mikitzos haaretz. I've grabbed hold of you from the ends of the earth. Umeatzileha kirosicha. And I've called you from the noblemen. We were in Bavel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent far away to Paras and Madai, to Persia and Media. And he found these countries to come and overthrow Bavel. They came and they conquered it. Belshazzar was in the middle of his party there, the banquet, and all of a sudden the enemy came in and Bavel was conquered and destroyed. He took these noblemen, Koresh and Daryavesh, and he used them to destroy Bavel. And using them, Umeatzileha Kirosicha, using these people, Hashem called Klal Yisrael to come out of Bavel. And Koresh has the distinction of being the guy who recognized when he rose to rulership. He said, Kol Malchei Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed all of the kings under my control. And he told me to allow you to go up to Eretz Yisrael. As he recognized that what he did was given to him by Hashem, and it was his mission to allow us to go back and build the second Beis HaMikdash. It's at the beginning of Sefer Ezra, in the second Pasuk, in Perek Aleph. Komar Koresh Melech Paras. So said Koresh, the king of Paras, Kol Mamlechos Ha'aretz Nosan Li Hashem Elokei HaShemoyim. All of the kingdoms of the earth, Hashem, the God of heavens, has given to me. V'upokad Olai Livnos Lo Bayis. And he commanded me to build for him a house, B'Yerushalayim Asher B'Yehuda, to make the temple in Yerushalayim, that's in Yehuda. He was aware of the words of the prophecy. The Gemara discusses how the kings were aware of the prophecies and they made calculations. They knew Bavel had 70 years to last. That was why Achashverosh made his whole party. He was sure that by his calculation, if Mashiach didn't come yet, if we didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael, we were going to be stuck forever. So he made a big party. And there were other kings that made these calculations and made mistakes. But they were aware of the words of the Navi. And Koresh said very clearly, Hashem commanded me, it's my mission to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he allowed everyone to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And he gave some help. So Hashem says, Asher hechzakticha miktzos haaretz. I have grasped you from the ends of the earth. Umeatzileho, and I use the chashuvim, the more important people, kirosicha, to call you. I'm just thinking now, the Gemara actually says in Brachos, it talks about in the first perek, that Persia had certain attributes that they were tsanua, they were modest. In different manners, the Persians were, they were tsanua. They had a certain element of modesty that was not found among the other nations. Perhaps according to the Ma'ari Kara, that's why they're called the Me'atzileho, the noblemen. He took a more, by the standards of the Goyim, he took someone who was a little more refined. And this Koresh was the one who was used to conquer Bavel. Koresh, the Persian, the Parsi, and Daryavesh, the Modi, they worked together. Paras and Madai. And they conquered Bavel. Umeatzileho kirosicha, and I used them to call you. History is being controlled for the benefit and the purpose of Klal Yisrael. If we have to come out of Bavel, so Hashem will call from the ends of the earth, Paras and Madai, to come and attack Bavel so that Hashem can call us back to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Other Meforshim learn, this is going back to the beginning of time, that Asher Hechzakticha Mikitzos Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the whole earth from one end to another. He was aware of what he has to deal with. And from them he chose Avram Avinu. He took Klal Yisrael, I've grasped you Mikitzos Haaretz from the ends of the earth, meaning aware of the whole earth, but I've taken you. Umeatzileho kirosicha, and from the gedolim, the great ones, but I've called you. Va'omar lecha avdi ata. And I say to you, avdi ata, you are my servant. It says in Pirkei Avos, chamisha talmidim hayu l'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five talmidim. And it mentions the what each one said, their attributes, their greatness of each one of them. We can be assured that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai spoke, there must have been packed halls and there were thousands of listening to him. But they weren't talmidim. There were five talmidim that are singled out. A lot of people say they've heard shir or they've learned from somebody, but it doesn't mean the gadol recognizes that he is indeed my Talmud. He is mine. There may be a lot of people who say they serve Hashem. A lot of nations may feel that they're serving God and they're doing what Hashem wants. But the pasuk says, "Va'omar lecha, I HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to you, Avdiyata, you are my servant." Others may say whatever they say, but Hashem says, you are my servant. Bechartichah, I've chosen you, v'lo me'asticha, and even if you're not on your high madrega, even if you slip, even if Klal Yisrael has a lower level in Ruchnius, but lo me'asticha, I haven't despised you. And when Hashem takes us, He takes us not only Miktzos Haaretz, He's seen the whole earth, and from them He's chosen us. But Umeyatzi Leha, He's aware of the noble ones. He looks at the different nations and whatever milus, whatever advantages they might have, and yet Kirosicha. From all of those noblemen, Kirosicha, I've called you, I've called Klal Yisrael. Va'omar Lecha, Avdi Ata. And I've said about you, you are my servant. Bechartichah, I've chosen you forever. V'lo me'asticha, and I won't despise you. And there's two reasons why Hashem wouldn't despise us. One reason is because even when Klal Yisrael's not so good, they're better than the non-Jews. They're better than the rest of the world. I remember growing up out of town, my father was once involved in some type of community fundraising. And he pointed out that the difference between, in other words, he was speaking to, he was calling different people that weren't from doctors and lawyers, but they weren't religious Jews. And they didn't have such a plethora of causes like we have. A person opens up his mailbox and you see so many letters, and there's so many tztaka events, and there's so much fundraising, and so much tztaka from the daily pushkin, the shul, to the person you meet on the street. And there's so much needs among the frum community. And you don't have that among those that aren't frum. They don't get all the tztaka letters we do. It's usually they give their check to the temple, and maybe the check to the UJA, or whatever they give. They have a few causes, perhaps, they give to during the year. Nothing like the frum community. And yet, I read once that the second largest charity in the United States was a Jewish one, or perhaps the United Jewish Appeal or something. The second largest charity was a Jewish one. Bechartichah v'lo me'asticha, even those that are Klal Yisrael on their lowest level, they're not the ones who are most active in askanus and in doing for helping, and they're not the most involved in stucco, but there are traits that Klal Yisrael has that Hashem says, as bad as you might be, v'lo me'asticha, I don't despise you, because as bad as you are, you're better than everyone else. That's one explanation. Another explanation in Bechartichah v'lo me'asticha, I've chosen you and I haven't despised you, is as bad as Klal Yisrael might be at some point, there's potential. Interestingly, it's brought down in Halacha. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it in Hilchos Bikur Cholim, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. But he says for a person who's writing his tzava, his last will testament, and sometimes he sees he's got two sons. One of them's good and one of them's not. And he's thinking, who should he leave his money afterwards. He's going to leave this world, all of that hard-earned assets. He's got one good son, one who's not good. What should he do with it? And it's mentioned in Halacha. A person shouldn't remove the Yerusha from one to another and shouldn't be involved in such transactions to be the witness. And he says, Afilu mi ben she'eino noeg kashura. Even if there's a son that doesn't behave properly, and he wants to transfer whatever that son should be entitled to, la'ochiv chacham, to the brother who's a chacham, v'noeg kashura, and the brother is acting properly, and he would rather that his money should go to the better son. But it says in Halacha, ki shema yetzi mimenu zera tov v'hogum. This son right now is not acting properly, but he might have a good son. So to write him out of it and to give everything to the good son and to take away from the one who's not good, it's not proper. Because even the one who's not good might have a good son following him. Klal Yisrael, Hashem says, "You're va'omar l'cha avdiyata. You're my servant. You're the one who serves Hashem in this world. Bechartichah, I've chosen you. I had a choice. I saw what was out there, and I chose you. V'lo me'asticha, and I don't despise you. Al tira ki imcha ani. Don't be afraid. Ki imcha ani. Because I'm with you. Al tishta. Don't be dismayed. Ki ani elokecha. Because I'm your Elohim. I'm your God. Imatzticha, I've strengthened you. Afazarticha, and I've even helped you. Af timachticha, I've sustained you. Bimin sidki, with my righteous right hand. The word tishta, some of Forshim learned from the word, the shoresh is the same word as wax, shava. Shava. The shin and the ayin are the shoresh, the main word in wax, al tishta. Sometimes a person is, his heart turns to wax, he just melts. He can't stand up before the fiery enemy, the tribulations that confront him. The pasuk says, al tishta. This is the way Rashi learns. Al yimas libcha lios kishai vazu. Your heart shouldn't melt to be like the wax. Ki ani elokecha. Because I'm your Elohim. So you should have the strength to persevere through whatever difficulties there are. And other Meforshim learn, Al Tishto means don't turn away. Ki ani Elokecha, I'm your Elohim. There are different reasons why a person's afraid. Sometimes a person's afraid because he figures the one who cares for him, the one who loves him and helps him, might all of a sudden decide he doesn't want him anymore. So for that, Hashem promises us, don't worry. Bichartichah, I chose you, v'lo me'asticha, and I won't despise you. Sometimes, the one who loves you, indeed loves you, but he's just not around when you need him. Hashem says, Al tira, don't be afraid, ki imcha ani. I am with you. Don't worry, I'm with you. I'll be there when you need me. Ki'im chani. And perhaps a person's concern is the one who loves him still loves him. And he's still there. But he might not be able to pull him through the difficulties. So Hashem says, Al tishta, don't turn anywhere else looking for help. Ki ani elokecha, ani, I, Hashem, who has the yecholus to do, the ability to do whatever he wants. Ani Elokecha, and I'm your Elohim, and I supervise and I watch whatever you're going through. Imatzticha. And I've strengthened you. I've given you the courage, the ometz. Like chazak ve'emotz. Chazak is where you strengthen yourself to do something, and emotz is you have the courage, the conviction to persevere and continue. Hashem says, Imatzticha, I've given you that courage. And not only did I give you the courage to stand up to the enemy, but I've azarticha, I've helped you. I assist you. Not just I give you the courage to fight, but I'm going to help you. And even if you're not doing your part, you need a little support. Av temachticha, I've even sustained you and I've been tomeich, I've supported you. Be mean sidki with my right hand. The Mitzuda says, lo bigamul, not that you even deserve it. Ki'im bitztaka, even if Klai Yisrael doesn't deserve it. But be mean sidki, I sustain you, be mean sidki, with Hashem's tztaka, with Klai Yisrael, his right hand, kaviyochel, will assist us and help us. Hein yevoshu v'yikomu. Hein yevoshu v'yikomu. They'll be shamed and humiliated. Kol ha-necherim boch. All those that became angry with you. They became angry and they were furious with the way Klal Yisrael is. But now they'll be embarrassed and humiliated. Yiyucha'ayin v'yovdu anshei rivecha. They'll be like nothingness. And they'll perish, anshei rivecha, those that quarrel with you. Tivakshim below sim tzayim, you're going to seek them and you won't find them. The anshei matzu secha, those that struggle with you. Yiu cha'ayin, they'll be like nothing. Uch efes and naught. The anshei milcham techa, those who do battle with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now promising Klal Yisrael that he's going to be there with us, that our enemies are going to disappear. And there are many different types of enemies. As the Malbim says, the word kol ha-necherim boch, that other mafarshim learn, means those that are angry with you. There's a lot of goyim who get very heated up and very furious with what Klal Yisrael does. Whatever to them is the Jew, they can't stand. You know, whatever Israel's doing, and they're furious. And they'll scream and march and demonstrate and do whatever they can do. And all of a sudden, they'll be embarrassed. The Malbim says the word necherim comes from the word cherem. Cherem is something that you put aside. It's just not yours. It's not part of you. You have nothing to do with it. If it's on the good side, it could be a cherem lekohanim, it could be cherem shamayim, it could be something you put aside as a cherem for Hashem. And when it's used in the wrong sense, a cherem in a negative manner, a cherem is something that has to be destroyed, something that is out of limits and that can't be tolerated. It's a cherem. There's a cherem placed on it, you can't be involved with that. And there are goyim that ostracize, and they put out of the group Klal Yisrael, the Necherim Boch. And they don't even confront us directly. It's behind our back. They're talking, but we're excluded. And when they see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu brings about the Geula, Hein Yevoshu, they're going to have Busha. Busha is a feeling a person is shamed. Kalima is when others humiliate the victim. Yevoshu, the goyim themselves will feel ashamed. All this time we were painting Klal Yisrael as such a bad nation and so wrong. And now they're embarrassed. They see they're wrong. That the truth is evident. V'yikomu, when they're going to be humiliated, each one will say to the other, how could you have said something about Klal Yisrael? I don't understand how you could have suggested such an idea against Klal Yisrael. Heim yevoshu v'yikomu. They're going to be shamed and humiliated. Kol ha-necherim boch. All those that made Klal Yisrael like a cherem. They ostracized us and they put us out of the group. And then there are a stronger enemy. Those are those that will go directly over to Klal Yisrael. They'll go directly over to their opponent and they'll fight and they'll argue with them. Yiu cha'ayin. And as far as that group is concerned, yiu cha'ayin, they'll be like nothing. V'yovdu, and they'll be lost. The anshei rivecha. Those people that actually quarrel with you. They'll be gone. And there's a third group. This third group is even a greater enemy. They don't just go to their opponent and argue. It's past the verbal stage. They actually fight. They're the anshe matzu secha. Those that actually fight with you. Ki inotsu anoshim, the Torah says. Like you have men who are fighting and they strike. Bechi inotsu. Tevakshim, those people, they come after you. The big bully on the block goes looking for his victim. He's looking for a fight. And all of a sudden, they're not looking for a fight, they're gone. You go looking for them. Tevakshim below simtsoim. You'll seek them and you won't find them. There'll be nobody who will admit or anyone will acknowledge that he's your opponent. The anshe matzu secha. Those people that actually fought with Klal Yisrael. You can go looking for them. They don't exist. They're gone. And the worst is those that don't just have a simple fight, but it's an it's an outright war. Yuchayin. They'll be like nothing, uchefes, and like naught. The anshe milcham techa. Those that do war with you. At the time of the war, they'll be kayin. They'll be like nothing. They're not an opposition. It's not a concern. And when you're finished with them, they'll be ke'efes. They'll be like a zero. They'll be non-existent. They'll be like an efes, the anshe milcham techa. Those that do battle with Klal Yisrael. Ki ani Hashem Elokecha. Because I am Hashem Elokecha, your Elokim, machzik yiminecha, who grasps your right hand. Ha'omer lecha. I'm the one who says to you, Al Tira, don't be afraid. Ani azarticha, I help you. Before we talked about the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af temachticha bimin tzidki, Hashem Kaviyachal uses his right hand to support us. And now, Ha'im amachzik yiminecha, Hashem says, I grasp your right hand. It's like Hashem is helping us with his right hand, Kaviyachal, to our right hand, to strengthen Klal Yisrael, that all of their opponents should be of no concern. And again, the Navi keeps on stressing not to be afraid. As we said earlier, Haltira ki'im cha'ani in Pasuk Yud, don't be afraid. And again, Ha'imer l'cha Haltira, Hashem says, I'm telling you not to be afraid. Ani azarticha, because I help you. There are two reasons why a person perhaps is afraid of doing battle. Either he can be weak. So Hashem says, Ani Hashem Elokecha machzik yiminecha. I strengthen your right hand. I'm with you. I give you the power. And sometimes a person just doesn't feel he has the courage. He might have the strength, but he doesn't have the courage. Ha'omer lecha al tira. So Hashem says, I'm telling you not to be afraid. Ani azarticha, because I am helping you. I help you. So Hashem is saying there's no reason to feel any type of fear, and we should have the courage to stand up and not be afraid of those that of our belief in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now Yeshaya Novi says, right now, Klal Yisrael, is, again, we're still talking in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. And Yeshaya Novi knows that Klal Yisrael is in for a Churban. This is the first Churban. There's going to be another Churban. History has a ways to go. And there'll be times when Klal Yisrael will be weak. Al tiri tolas Yaakov. And again, those words, don't be afraid. Fear not, Tolas Yaakov, the worm of Yaakov. A worm is that weak creature that has no strength, no backbone, no skeleton. Altiri Tolas Yaakov, don't be afraid, the worm of Yaakov. Misei Yisrael, the people of Yisrael. Ani azartich ne'um Hashem. I help you. That's what Hashem says. Hashem says, Ani Azartich, I help you. V'go Aleich Kedosh Yisrael. And the one that's going to be your Redeemer, your Redeemer is the Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, even when you're weak, this pasuk refers to Klal Yisrael now, B'loshen Nekeva. Before we were talking about Ani Azarticha, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, I help you, as we're speaking to a man. But even when Klal Yisrael is weaker, B'loshen Nekeva, in the feminine form of the word, but Altiri, don't be afraid. Because even if Klal Yisrael is weaker, Hashem will help us. And the expression used, Klal Yisrael say, the Meforshim explain, Altiri Tolas Yaakov, don't be afraid, the worm of Yaakov. The Radak brings down, Lama Nimshlu Yisrael Litolas. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to a worm? Lomar Lecha, Ma Toleya Zu, Eina Maka Es Ha'arozim Ela Bepeh. This type of worm only strikes the trees. Whatever damage it does, its whole strength is with its mouth. V'hi raka, and it's soft. And yet it can be maka es hakosha. It can strike what's hard. Kach Yisrael kol koicham bitfila. So to Klal Yisrael, might be physically weak like a worm, but they have the power of the mouth. Umakim rishe ha'olam shem chazokim ba'ka'arozim, and they're able to strike the wicked of the world that are powerful like a cedar tree. V'nim sholim bohem, shenemar erez balavonon, even the mighty nations of the world, the tolas Yaakov, the worm of Yaakov, Klal Yisrael that has the power in its mouth, will be able to overcome. The Malbim says, the word Misei means the number of Anochi, Vani Misei Mispar, V'nesfu Alayvi Irguni, like Yaakov said to the Shvatim, you wiped out Shechem, but Ani Misei Mispar, I'm few in number. Misei normally means the people. But it can also mean the dead, a mace. And the Malbim says, Altiri Tolas Yaakov, Yaakov is again Klal Yisrael on their lowest level. Like if you would imagine a dead body that's been eaten up and all there's left is the worm. Shalonishar mimenu raka tolas. Imagine if the only thing left is almost the worm that was with this body. That's the tolas Yaakov. And misei Yisrael, Yisrael is the more that chashuvim, where you have a whole mace, the whole body's there. But don't be afraid. Because Ani Azartich Ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, I'm Hashem the Baal HaYecholes. Hashem has the power to do anything. And Ani Azartich, no matter what your status, how weak you are, I'll help you. Ani Azartich Ne'um Hashem. V'go'al Leich, and the one that's going to be goel you and redeem you, is Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. When we refer to Hashem as Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Klal Yisrael, it means Klal Yisrael has tremendous milas, even when they're not on their highest madrega, but they have a kedusha, that they're separated from the mundane, they live an elevated life. And from Yisrael, that is, with their kedusha and their maisim, their actions, they deserve Yeshua. So v'go'aleich, the one that will be goel you, is the Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One of Israel. And he's called Kedosh Yisrael because Klal Yisrael has that Kedusha. And of course, HaKadosh Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is way beyond anything we have. But we at least have a connection with the Kedusha that our actions are fitting. So whether we're Tolas Yaakov, whether we're on the low madrega, whether we're Kedosh Yisrael, have a connection with Hashem, with this Kedosh Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm with you, and I help you. Hine Samtich, I've placed you, I've made you, kemorag lemorag charutz chadash. Somebody who's threshing, so he has the animals walking over the grain, and one of the implements they used to use was a heavy board, and it had like spikes in it, and it had grooves in it, so it would catch the grain in different shapes and different directions, and it would crush it. And this threshing board was dragged over the grain, and it would separate the kernels from the chaff, and it would break up the stalk and the grain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hinei Samtich, behold, I have made you lemorog, as this threshing iron, charutz, that's sharp. When it's got the new pegs and it's sharp and it does a good job, as time goes on, it gets a little blunter and it's no longer so effective. But when it's charutz, it's sharp, chadosh, and brand new. Baal pifios, and it has many blades to it. Klal Yisrael doesn't only have the old zechusim. Every generation has its own trials, and as time goes on and the koyach hakedusha in the world gets less and less and less, and Klal Yisrael still perseveres, there is new zechusim being generated. And Hashem says, I'm making you lemorag charutz chadosh, like a brand new threshing iron. It's new. There are new zechusim that we have. Baal Pifios with the many blades, Todush Horim V'Sodok, you'll thresh and you'll pulverize the mountains, U'Gevos Kamotz Tosim, and the hills will be like the moats, like the chaff, the part of the stalk that's not needed at all and thrown away. There are the mighty Goyim that are like the Horim. There are those that are not important, the Gevos, the hills, those that are lower, not like the tremendous Horim. There are those that are considered to be, you might think, have some value, some purpose, some strength to them. Todush Horim V'Sodok. They're compared to like the threshing, where you get a kernel out of it. You get something worthy. The Gevos, the hills, are just, they're the unimportant ones. They're like the moats. They're like the chaff. Like they go, it gets blown away. But Klal Yisrael will have the power to overcome all of their enemies. Todush Harim V'Sodok, whether it's the powerful Goyim, like the mountains, but you'll thresh them, V'Sodok, and pulverize them, U'Gevos, in the hills, Kamotz Tosim, you'll make like the chaff. And Klal Yisrael, where there's Zechusim, will be able to do this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. A man threshes the grain, but the next step, when you want to make bread, you thresh, and then you have to be Zorah, you throw it up, and the wind will carry away all the psolas, all of the garbage, and you'll take what you want. Tizrain. Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, you'll be able to scatter them to the wind. V'ruach tisoim. And a wind will carry them away. U'sa'ara tofitzosam. And Hashem says sometimes it'll be an even a storm wind. U'sa'ara tofitzosam. That they'll be scattered in all directions. Va'ata togil b'Hashem. And when you see that, you'll have a gila. A gila is a sudden burst of excitement, of happiness. You'll rejoice. Va'ata togil b'Hashem. You'll have a gila. You'll rejoice in Hashem. But that won't necessarily make you proud yet, just because Hashem did it. Won't necessarily, that alone doesn't show us the pride we'll have. B'kadosh Yisrael tishalol. So the Navi continues, B'kadosh Yisrael. Again, if the Geula is v'go'alech kadosh Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael has such tremendous maisim, we have such great zechusim. So therefore, b'kadosh Yisrael tishalol. You'll take pride. Tishalol. The form of the word is you'll like praise yourself. You'll take pride. B'kadosh Yisrael, and the fact that Hashem will show Himself as the Kadosh Yisrael, that He brought about the Geula for us, because of us, and we deserved it. As the Malbim says, Kiddushoso misyache seylecha al pi ma'asecha. Because of the way you act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to himself. How does Hashem describe his holiness? He describes it as Kedosh Yisrael, because of your actions. So you have a simcha when a hatzlacha comes from some external thing. But you're not mishalel unless you deserved it. It had to do with you. And b'kadosh Yisrael tishalel, Klal Yisrael will realize that the geula came because of what they did. And that will, they'll take pride. But even when Klal Yisrael is at their low point, before the geula actually comes, and as we'll see, some of Forshim learn this, is at the point of the geula. But Hoaniyim v'Hoev Yonim, that point right before we reach our greatness, when we're still Hoaniyim, the poor, and the Evyonim, the destitute, and Evyon is poorer than an Oni. Evyon comes from the word Ta'ev, to desire, that he desires everything because he has nothing. There's the Oni, and there's the one who's even in a worse condition, the Evyon. And as we said, Klal Yisrael might be afraid that they don't have the strength. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them that he'll be with us. Ani azar tichnu Hashem, v'go aleich kadosh Yisrael. Hashem says he'll help us out if you feel you don't have the strength. But sometimes a person is afraid that even if he has the strength and the courage, but he doesn't have the wherewithal, he doesn't have the weapons, he has nothing to back him up, he's just so poor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if you're in that condition, Ho'aniyim v'ho'evyonim, those that are poor, those that are destitute, referring to Klal Yisrael, mevakshimayim, they're seeking water, v'ayin, and they don't have even that. L'shonam batzomo noshota, and the thirst is so great, their tongue like withers. Nashat, it moves from its place, it shrivels up, it withers from thirst. Ani Hashem enem. I Hashem will answer them. Elokei Yisrael lo ezveim. As the Elohim, the God of Klal Yisrael, lo ezveim, I will not forsake them. Rashi learns, some Mefarshim learn, it's simply going on those that are turning from the gullus. They don't have water. Ibn Ezra says, even those, the Gemara discusses a number of places in Shas, a discussion about the wells that were dug on the route for those traveling from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael needed water. It could be on a simple level. Ibn Ezra says, when they return to Golos Bavel to Yerushalayim, and they're traveling on those roads that haven't been used in 70 years, I guess. They're traveling on those roads, and there's no water. Hashem says, I'll answer them. I will not abandon them. They'll have water and I'll bring it about. They'll get to Yerushalayim. They'll be able to build that second Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says, Mevakshi Mayim, Nisnabe Hanovi al Achris Hayomim. This is a nevuah about the end of time. Lo Rov La Lechem, when people aren't hungry for bread. Velo Tzom al Amayim, it's not a thirst for the physical water. Kim lishmo es devar Hashem. It's a thirst for the word of Hashem. The Da'as Seifrim points out, it could be the Chazal see it in the Pasuk also, if it's just simple water, you don't need Ani Hashem, I Yud Kei Vav Kei, the one who has all the ability to do everything. If it's simple water, it doesn't seem to require a supernatural HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us out. But the water here is Torah. It's something that requires Ani Hashem Enem, that I Hashem will answer them. So the level might be Mavakshimayin, they're seeking water, V'ayin, and they don't have that. And they've been thirsty a long time. Lishonam Batsama Noshata, their tongue withers from thirst. But Ani Hashem Enem, I Hashem will answer them. To answer means that there is a call. You daven, You say you don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will answer. And then there's a Madrega where Klal Yisrael's Maisim Toivim are such that Hashem says, I don't need to answer you because there was never a request. There was never a call. Elokei Yisrael, I'm the Elohim of Yisrael. When you're on a Madrega, the high Madrega of Yisrael, Lo Ezvein, I won't abandon them. And before they call out, I guess they feel that state of aniyim and avyonim and thirst, and they're about to daven. Hashem says, no, before you ever call out, before you ever need it, on Elokei Yisrael Ezvein, I won't abandon them. Because I have that connection, they're Yisrael. Eftach al shvoyim naharos. I'll open up on the hilltops, naharos, the rivers. Uvesoch bekos mayonos. And in the midst of the valleys, there'll be springs. Normally the springs open up in the mountain and the waters flow down. The river flows down. You find rivers in the valley. Any water on the mountain comes from a spring. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show that this is with Hashkocha. Hashem is going to open up on the high places. Eftach al Shvoyim Naharos. The rivers will be on the top of the hills. Uvesoch Bekos Mayanos. And the springs will be in the valleys. Osim Midbor La'agam Moyim. La'agamayim, I'll turn the desert into a pond of water, ve'eretz tzio, and a parched land that's dried by the sun, will also become the motzoi moyim, or become a source of water. Klal Yisrael, and there's the chus, Klal Yisrael will change the nature, that the uninhabitable places, the dry, the deserts, will all of a sudden come to life and there'll be water. Eting b'midbar erez shita. I'll put in the wilderness erez the cedar tree, shita, acacia, different trees, v'hadas, the myrtle, ve'et shaman. Some of Farshim translate it as the pine tree. Ve'et shaman. The Radak actually says, what's interesting, that the Radak was a Sephardi, I believe. And I guess, I'm not sure where the word pine comes from, but he says very clearly, Hu ha'et shekorim bela'az pine. And it's called an et shomen because the oil that comes from the tree is the zephes. It's the sticky sap that comes out of the tree is called the et shemen. To be differentiated from an Eitz Zayas. This is not an olive tree, according to some Mefarshim. It's the pine tree. But all these types of trees were also in the desert. Instead of having the bushes, the rugged bush that can grow in the desert, you'll have these prominent woods that are ideal for building. The Malbim says, he learns Eitz Shemen seems to be an olive tree. He says the eight shemen can be used for eating and for fuel, for illumination. The erez shita are good for building. The hadas is a fragrant wood. Gives the hadasim smell nice. All these things in the desert are also become a place where you can build beautiful houses. It's fragrant. It's you have your shemen. And osim bo'arova. I'll place in the Arava, in the wilderness. Again, the Malbim translates Arava as a place that's a wilderness. Berosh Tidharu Sa'ashur Yachtov. These different trees, cypress. Tidhar is the fir. Usa'ashur, he translates in the heart scroll as the box tree. All these trees which are special plants. And they'll all grow yachtov together. If there'd be one isolated tree, I don't know, perhaps the seeds from a certain tree landed in this spot. But here you're going to have different trees, all of the prominent, the good trees in the desert. And that will provide shade for Klal Yisrael traveling back for the Geula. L'man Yiru V'yedu. And the result of all of this will be that they should see V'yedu, and they'll know V'yosimu, and they'll put it to their heart V'yaskilu, and understand Yachtov together. Kiyad Hashem osasazos, that the hand of Hashem, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, has done this. Ukedosh Yisrael bira'oh. And the Holy One of Klal Yisrael, again, has created it, has brought it about. There are certain things that you can see. Leman Yiru, you see. V'yedu, and you understand. On a simple level, there's obviously something great going on here. Klal Yisrael is traveling through the desert. There's water, there's trees. You can see that there's a special Kiyad Hashem osasazos, that the hand of Hashem has done this. Then there's the deeper level. When they're viyosimu, they take this to heart. They put it on their heart. Viyaskilu. And they understand and they try to gain an appreciation of what exactly did Hashem do? What exactly is happening here? And they realize it's the Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of HaKadosh, of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Holy One. And Kedusha again means to be removed from this world. From the Gashmias to holy is Purushim, is separated. Lamala min hateva, above the normal course of events. And they'll realize Kedosh Yisrael bira'oh, that what's happening here is actually lamala min hateva. It's like a beria. Beria is to create, Bereishis bara Elokim is yesh me'ayin, to create something from nothing. This is like a new Beriah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing in the Zechus, that we're Klal Yisrael, the Kedosh Yisrael will show us wonders, Lamala Miderech HaTeva, as if Kedosh Yisrael Bera'ah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created this at the times of the Gula, Shvei B'mehera V'yameinu Amen.